Let it be according to your word. Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to 38. When we talked about the story of Jesus' birth, it is easy to focus more on the fact that Mary, who was pregnant with Jesus, was a virgin, rather than what she like. Mary was not a person with a supernatural power, but an ordinary person, just like one of us. Today, through the story of Jesus' birth, I'd like to pay attention to God's work among ordinary people. Luke 1:26 started by saying, "In the sixth month." This means today's gospel story, the birth of Jesus foretold, is related to the past event, which is the story about the birth of John the Baptist foretold. In the past event, from verse 5 to 25, through the angel Gabriel, God promised that Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were very old and barren, would have a son. Although it was unbelievable and impossible, Elizabeth conceived and became the mother of John the Baptist as it was promised. After this event, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel again to make another promise. This time, a more amazing and far greater promise was made, which was that the Virgin Mary would conceive in her womb and bear a son, Jesus. Since Mary was betrothed to Joseph, God's promise through Gabriel was not only unexpected but also unwelcome news to her. Even though she was very afraid, in verse 38, Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word." Actually, in her response, there is the core message of the Luke, telling the story of what God has done among us. Indeed, the main subject of Luke was the fulfillment of God's promise, which was realized in human history. In Luke 1:20, Gabriel spoke to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, that, "You have not believed what I have said, so you will not be able to say a thing until all this happens, but everything will take place when it is supposed to." If God makes a promise, it must be fulfilled. But we should remember that as God chose and called Mary, God chooses and calls a person to fulfill God's promise. When God chooses and calls you, how you respond may or may not lead you to be blessed. If you are Mary, would you be willing to say, "Let it be with me according to your word," though it was an unexpected and unwelcome promise? I was wondering about why Mary? Why God chose and favored Mary? Because she was brilliant? Because she was excellent? Because she was beautiful? Was Mary good enough to be the mother of Jesus? In what ways was Mary favored and chosen by God for this amazing work, being the mother of Jesus Christ? I was thinking about three options. First, Mary was a woman of obedience. Considering the situation of the Jewish law, at that time, being pregnant before getting married meant committing a sin, which could have resulted in being stoned to death. Mary was not only expected to break her engagement, but also would have been expelled from the community. Nevertheless, she said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word." Mary obeyed God by faith, and her obedience brought her an amazing blessing. In verse 46 to 48, Mary praised God, saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowlessness of his servant." Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. Secondly, Mary was a courageous woman. Whatever situations we are placed in, we need the courage to obey. It is a great courage for Mary to leave having a child as a virgin. Nevertheless, Mary showed her courage by obeying God's promise. Although she was terrified and afraid, she decided to take any disadvantages and difficulties from her obedience. This is the courage that we need to have as we decided to obey God. However, when we decide to take a cross with courage, we remember that God leads us to see God's victory in the end. As the angel said to Mary in verse 35, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Remember, we are able since God is able. Lastly, and most importantly, it was totally the grace of God. Today, through Mary, we see God who made an ordinary person to be the main character of a miracle story. However, it was not because Mary was good enough for some reasons, but because of God's grace. Although we are not able, although we are not good enough, although we have no right, and even before we are aware of God, God's grace works in us and our lives. God's grace has already prevailed in our midst, and God chose and called you to fulfill God's other promise. I truly believe what Angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Nothing will be impossible with God." To fulfill God's promise, still, God is continually choosing and calling God's people. Then I hope each one of us will also respond to God as Mary did, saying, "Here I am, let it be with me according to your word." As we live our daily lives, we hope that always reasonable, understandable, expected, and happy situations are ahead of us. But sometimes we have to face unreasonable, incomprehensible, unexpected, and unhappy situations. Nevertheless, we never forget that nothing will be impossible with God. And to make this happen, we need to have courage to obey by saying, "Let it be with me according to your word." Then as God made the Christmas miracle through Mary, who was an ordinary person like one of us, God will make another miracle through us. Today, God is calling you to fulfill God's promise. Are you ready to say, "Here am I, my Lord, let it be with me according to your word"? I hope you are. Merry Christmas. Amen.